Secretary of State Colin Powell has conducted high-profile missions since major fighting ended in Iraq, but quieter diplomatic initiatives have also taken place. Among the least publicized talks have been meetings held in Geneva between the United States and Iran. The two countries have not had diplomatic relations since Iranian revolutionaries took over the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979, and they have consistently been at odds over the Middle East, terrorism, and weapons proliferation. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
U.S. officials say the talks in Geneva actually have been underway for some time. They say the talks originally were multilateral and focused on the issue of Afghanistan and the ouster of the Taliban by U.S. forces. A State Department official says that some governments dropped out of the talks over time, and Geneva gradually became a forum for the United States and Iran to discuss Iraq. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says Washington is very concerned about the influence of Iran's Islamist government over the Iraqi people.
We understand Iran is a neighbor of Iraq, just like Iran is a neighbor of Afghanistan. And of course, it's going to have relations with those countries, but they need to be transparent, state-to-state relations, not relations that are aimed surreptitiously at importing the Iranian form of government into Iraq.
Iraq, like Iran, has a population that is majority Shiite Muslim. Bahman Bakhtiari, a professor of international affairs and Iranian politics at the University of Maine, says that Iraq cannot be stabilized without some cooperation from Iran.
There are influential ayatollahs, religious leaders in Iraq. There is much more connections than political and economic between Iran and Iraq. There's cultural and societal. So there has to be some kind of an accommodation with Iranian interests. They have a legitimate interest inside Iraq, and U.S. has to accommodate that.
Bakhtiari says Iraq's political future is the top priority for the United States at the talks in Geneva. Conservative leaders in Iran, he says, are participating in the talks for a different reason.
If one looks at Iran in the past 18 months, since September 11, the country of Afghanistan has been completely changed. U.S. has military presence on their border, and now with Iraq is a similar situation. So in 18 months, two neighboring countries of Iran have a huge U.S. military presence in it.
U.S. officials say the Geneva talks are not aimed at normalizing relations with Iran, and yet both countries could benefit from improved relations. Iran would like an end to U.S. sanctions. The United States would like Iran to crack down on extremist groups and allow more intrusive inspections of its nuclear reactors. But Mark Gazarowski, a political science professor at Louisiana State University, says reformers in the Iranian government are held back by religious conservatives who control foreign policy.
In some ways, it's kind of like the strong anti-communism that existed for so long in the United States. U.S. officials could not easily just drop that and start negotiating with communist China or with the Soviet Union.
Like the Iranian government, the U.S. government also is divided over how to deal with the relationship. Again, Bahman Bakhtiari.
There are elements in the U.S. Senate, Pentagon, and some White House officials who do not see any benefit in dialogue with Iran, but people in the State Department who think having a dialogue with Iran will assure a more constructive role for Iran in Iraq.
Bakhtiari says the State Department for the moment seems to have the upper hand, but Gazarowski says that if the State Department tried to normalize relations, there could be strong opposition in Congress, which would have to approve the lifting of sanctions.
Iran also, like the Soviet Union 20 years ago, is a real hot-button issue. It's one that you can get a lot of political mileage out of, so a lot of congressmen, you know, push that button.
A State Department official says that even without these obstacles, don't expect relations to improve anytime soon. The talks in Geneva, the official says, are conducted in an atmosphere of mutual suspicion and have never reached the level of true negotiations. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.